Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word this morning, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to give us greater understanding as we get into the Word. Because, Father, we know there is a lot being taught today that is contrary to this Word. Father, we want the truth of it, because that's what we want to live. We want to live the truth of your Word, Father, so that we can make heaven our home, not the ways of this world. Now, Father, be with us throughout the service. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Going to be looking this morning as we're going through the Bible. You know, on certain days we're in certain parts of it. Monday and Tuesday, we're in the Old Testament, what's considered the Old Testament. Right now, we have gotten to chapter 14 of Exodus. All of you, you got your Bible and all with you, I'll give you a minute to get there. But we're still here. We're with Israel and the Jewish people when God is bringing them out of bondage from Egypt. And the things that are going on there, and what Moses is having to deal with. Because Moses was the one that God sent to bring them out. Him and his brother Aaron. All right, beginning here with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Haharoth between Michael and the sea over against Beelzebub. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now they came there. Verse 5. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? You see, they were slaves. 6. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots. 600 chariots. And all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. Actually, just in the chariots, they was 2 to 3 people. So this is quite a group within just them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. With a high hand. In other words, they wasn't really hurting. But they had gotten things from the Egyptian people. Now, 9. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea beside Haharoth before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt this thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Accusing him now to bring them out there to die. Just anything. Now, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. You see, they haven't really believed anything Moses told them to this point. Now, they went with him because he did get them free. 13. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more, forever. You're not going to see them again. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divided, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Now notice what this is saying. They're not just going to be able to go through because of no water. But he said they're going through on dry land. Dry ground. After all that water on top of them. But you see, that fire that split that sea also dried up the ground for them. 17. And I behold, and I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and a darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. All night he guarded them. And he guarded them with that cloud, the pillar of the cloud. 21. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the water were divided. He told you here exactly what dried that up, see, was the wind. Now, but they was to go on dry ground. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire from the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them thither, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. The Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians. Now, you see, when God's fighting for you, there ain't nothing or no one that can get to you. Upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. He destroyed them all. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashores. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now you see, here at this point, they're supposed to be believing. But how long will that last? Is that going to continue on? It should, but is it? Now, 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his riders has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation for my father's God. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host as he casts into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sink into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depth were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sink as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, and the earth swalloweth them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thy arm. They shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over. O Lord, to the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. 17. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the palace. O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariot and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought them again, the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a thimble in her hand, and all the women went out after her with thimbles and with dances. And Miriam answered them, saying, "Ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he turned into the sea." All right, now, here in 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And we're going to find out just how these people really can go without complaining. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their faces and stood before them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians, okay, trying to see where the folks I had, my pages had stuck. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came into Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Here again, see, now it's just a little water. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. 26. And said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." 27, and they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. All right, chapter 16. We've been through 14 and 15, now we're at 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Shinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. You see, they're doing nothing but murmuring and going against Moses and Aaron, complaining. 3. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." It's been water, now it's hunger. Because, you see, They're not looking to God for anything, nor are they accepting Moses, really. They're always complaining to him and complaining about him and accusing him and bringing him out there to kill him. 4. Then said the Lord to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain grape every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Uh-oh. You see, there's a lot of things happening on this journey, isn't it? 5. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, at evening, then you shall know the Lord has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord, that he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, so that the Lord heareth your murmuring which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmuring are not against us, but against the Lord. You see, they might have been hollering at Moses, but Moses knew that it was the Lord, not him. Moses spake unto Aaron, saying, and all the congregation, the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmuring. It came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, speaking to them, saying, at evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they was not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. When they did mite it with an omer, he that gathers much had nothing over, and he that gathers little had no lack. They gathered every man according to the words of his eating work. Now, 19, and Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. In other words, he was angry because they'd been told not to have anything left over to get rid of. Now, 21. And they gathered in every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today, and seeth that it will seeth, and that which remaineth overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. You see, now this is one time they can keep till the next morning. And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bid, and it did not stink, neither was there any worms there. Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? He knows what you're doing, those that are not listening and doing what they've been told to do. See, for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, if he giveth you on the sixth day, the bread of 2 days abideth ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. For to honor the seventh day, the Sabbath day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like colander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafer made with honey. It seems like a pretty good taste, don't it? Like a wafer made with honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. They are to get ready now and take an omer with them to show their children and all that will come along, how God has fed them and cared for them in the wilderness. He says, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt, Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. It's going to last a long time, isn't it? As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. 40 years God fed them manna from heaven. He really was taking care of them. until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came into the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. What that ephah? Let's see if I can find out what an ephah is. I don't see no definition there for it. I mean, that's some of their measure. But anyway, now, we're at chapter 17. It's not too long a chapter, so we're going to go ahead with chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Here we are again with no water. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? They just will not believe. All of this time that God has fed them with manna, he gave them water before when they didn't have any water, couldn't drink water. They've seen so much. He parted the sea from the cross on the sea. And yet, they're still not believing. Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and there shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Manasseh and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Now, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomforted Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. And with this next one, we'll close in the morning. 16. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So the war really wasn't over. Continue going through the time that they used to have war from generation to generation. Lord had said. You see, they're still on this journey, and they are seeing so much that God has done, and yet they are none of them that is really believing. And you know, 40 years, God fed them. Twice he gave them water when they could. The first time they was by water, but they couldn't drink it because it was bitter. He made it sweet so they could have it. The next time he gives them water out of a rock. They still don't believe. And look what we have today. We can have the Holy Spirit, that Spirit of Almighty God, living in us all the time, never leaving us. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the Messiah. And yet look at the people that are not believing in him. And look what Jesus did while he was here on this earth. But look what he is still doing today. He is still healing the blind, the lame, the deaf, and all manner of sickness. He's healing those that got cancer and everything. And yet, they just don't want to believe. Remember now to hold on to him today. He'll hold on to you. And God willing, be back with us at 6 p.m. this evening and back into the Word of God. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we close your word this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this day, and we thank you, Father, for a time that we can come together to enjoy that word. Be with us all, Father. Keep us in health. Keep us strong. And use us today to help someone else. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.